Where are we starting?
We need to start with Christian Petrarca. Yeah, I mean, you called the game, Jim. I didn't hear your I did hear your call of it, and it was all over it straight away, wasn't he?
I said to the big Duke, it smacks to me of one of those internal bleeding situations. It just looked horrible.
Yeah,
and I can't believe he went back on.
Neither can I. And that's where this story, in my eyes, now goes. And officially diagnosed and released publicly today as internal bleeding. Four broken ribs.
Four.
Ooh. Lacerated spleen. And a punctured lung. Now, obviously the decision was made to go back on pretty soon after that. I mean, he was back on in the second quarter with the incident having happened right on the strike of quarter time. Yep. The release by the club today was saying that they had diagnosed it as a cracked rib, so they got that bit right. But what they didn't get right was what else had happened. And I know you can't get it exactly right, but my view, Jim, and you had this, I think, from listening to you at the time, was that the player had to, I think, have his care and concern come first then and not post the match when you take him to hospital. And
I assume it must have been player-driven. I assume Track must have just said, no, I'm going back out. And very quickly realised, you could see when he went back out, he was nowhere near it.
And didn't want any physical contact,
which you now completely understand.
Well, can you imagine if another Darcy Moore moment happened where the knee went into the same part of the damage already sustained? And there's nothing wrong with what Darcy Moore did. That's part of footy, and that is what happens in a combat sport.
It's an accident.
But equally, what if Braden Maynard had one of the tackles he delivered on other Melbourne players delivered on Christian Petrarca in that moment? We'd be dealing with a pretty serious story here right now, even more significant than I think it is. And I think there needs to be a bit of a recourse around it or a debrief on how it happened, because it's a bad look. I mean,
Have the club said anything?
They've released that statement saying that they didn't have the ability to fully assess, but the initial diagnosis and feeling was it was a cracked rib, but they were going to prepare to play through.
Yep.
And that wouldn't be the first time someone like that has happened. But to your point, I mean, he couldn't use his left arm at all. He could barely breathe there for a moment. And then it was pretty harrowing to a point when you saw him on the ambulance trolley when you were broadcasting, or the Channel 7 was broadcasting the final quarter of the game, and he was white. He was genuinely white at that stage, and his mum was there to comfort him. So it's an ordinary situation, I think, made worse by Melbourne's handling of it. And as you say, Jim, Christian would have been part of the decision.
He would have
been the strongest part of the decision to go back on. But I feel sometimes the decision needs to be taken out of players' hands.
That's fair enough.
You know what else? 145 consecutive games he had played up till then.